are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Done it indeed. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arguey Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, we're going to divvy up some clues on America's new favorite parlor game. Just who the heck wrote that infamous, anonymous, scathing anti-Trump op-ed? As a mystery author, I have a few theories, and I'll allow you to weigh in on yours. And we're headed back to school. Whatever your age, as you turn the page into September, you have that mindset of getting more creative and productive. So with that in mind, we'll do the Inspiration to Action Challenge success story and a primer on the challenge and how it might jumpstart your creativity. That's all coming up. Take on the cultural cacophony, including the sideshow that is the Supreme Court nomination process involving Brett Kavanaugh, who is probably the most conservative Supreme Court nominee since Robert Bork. But an easy confirmation, despite the sideshow, will be his because, yeah, Bernie or Busters, in real time, elections have consequences, all playing out for you. Hey, love to get you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Friday, September 7th, 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Looks like this will be our new time, the later time, subject to change depending on guest availability, but we'll keep you updated, of course, through social media. And by the way, we're in Podcast Landia, so live or on podcast, you can always listen and chime in when it works for you on Twitter at AB Writes. Social media platforms all abuzz for the show, not only the phone line, but also the pop in the chat box and the Facebook page. Everything being helmed by our TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and ML headquarters. Show today being brought to you in part by Panera, the way food should be, now delivered. Also by Old Navy. Time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy and our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arguey Show and those robust, occasionally raucous roundtables. Hence the shakeup in the schedule. So what do you say? We go full tilt into September. Grab yourself a snack and let's go. Lots to cover on the Amy Beth Arguey Show. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Everything is right. I said, hey. will be my brand new shoes.
Backstabbers, the OJs on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Palomatini, too. And, yeah, going back to school, you got to put on your new shoes. We'll send that out with a nod and a thank you to Cynthia for kind words on Twitter. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, leftovers from that great tributes we did last week. So many great songs. Until You Come Back to Me, that one for Mallory and for Shay. And we're going full blast into September and all that follows with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Plus a bonus, that vintage Staples ad they ran for years. Oh, my mom used to love that ad. It was Takeoff on the Christmas Song, the most wonderful time of the year. Parents love the ad, kids not so much, because it's not really for them, if you know what I mean. I remember it, too. But going back to school is fun, right? Remember, you have to wear your new clothes the first day of school, regardless of how hot it may be. I remember back in the day, 70s, you'd wear, like, corduroys and Kiana, that synthetic polyester kind of silky thing that was popular back then. Those kind of shirts, you'd wear that first day of school, you know, it was 85 degrees, and then the next day you went back to the shorts, but you had to, at least for girls. Maybe the guys are different, they wear just shorts no matter what, but christen the new school year, so to speak. So we're all ready to go into a new year and a new way, even if you're an adult and you haven't been in the classroom in years. I noticed the uptick in inquiries for creativity coaching and counseling and workshops just upticks in September because psychologically we're all kind of conditioned to turn the page, and even though the summer isn't officially over, to sort of get started on something new. So we'll talk about the Inspiration to Action Challenge stuff and maybe give you a little nudge in the right direction should you find yourself in a ditch, creatively speaking, a little bit later. Meantime, let's talk about this intriguing American parlor game we have at our fingertips. Who the heck wrote that infamous New York Times op-ed piece, and should they come forward? What's your take? Twitter feed AB writes, phone line if you find yourself listening live on Friday, September 7th is 347-857-4505. Yeah, we've got the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open too. Interesting to note that President Obama came out of the shadows for the first time in a long time with the most politically charged speech of his post-presidency to date, calling Trump out by name and kind of taking on this controversy surrounding the op-ed too. By saying that they're not doing us any service by actively promoting 90% of the crazy stuff that's coming out of the White House, and then saying, don't worry, we're preventing the other 10%. That's not the way things are supposed to work. Kind of hinting that maybe, you know, come from the shadows and push for the 25th, invoking the 25th Amendment. Certainly Elizabeth Warren is talking about that, and according to the Bob Woodward book, which officially comes out next week, a lot of people are talking about that in the White House. I don't know. Trump, of course, unhinged as usual, came out at a rally last night in Montana and said, first of all, of course, calling it treasonous, and it's not treasonous. He wants Jeff Sessions to investigate who this person is. His defense is, what if it's some national security person and they do something to go against his wishes on the international stage? Okay, so maybe the person should come forward. Maybe they should all come forward and do it. You know, that's the take. And really, you know, as a mystery author, I kind of think it's an Agatha Christie story. Remember Murder on the Orient Express? It wasn't just one culprit. It was a collective. Maybe there are a whole bunch of them because it's all those people chiming in on the Bob Woodward book, which I think has some credence. I mean, he keeps saying it's all fake news, it's all made up garbage, but Bob Woodward, first of all, is a very respected Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. But you have him and all the people in that book echoing what was being said in the Omarosa book and the Michael Wolff book. Maybe they're not quite as credible, but, you know, after a while, is everybody inventing the same story? It's fiction being told over and over again by the same kind of people telling the same stories. It doesn't quite make sense to me. There's got to be some truth there. And, of course, as Michael Steele, the former RNC chairman, says, you don't really need that. You have your own ears, your own eyes. We see what's happening. We see him playing out in real time what he does and how he acts like the big unhinged baby that he is. And he keeps talking about, I'm not going to mention it, and then he goes into a whole diatribe about impeachment. They're talking about impeachment. How can you impeach somebody who's doing a great job? Again, debatable. His polls are through the roof, he says. He's around 30% now in the latest polls, and that is a solid base. It'll never go lower than that because even Nixon at the height of Watergate had 34% of approval. There's always going to be somebody that's going to be with him. But a lot of people are questioning it now, and who knows? What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Anybody have some thoughts here? Dominic says, got to be Mike Pence. He benefits. Well, you know, I don't know about that. I know they planted some, the word Lodestar comes up, and apparently Mike Pence likes to use Lodestar. They showed him various speeches using it. That could be a throw people off the scent. But I don't know if Mike Pence would do it because, of course, he denied it. They all denied it, all the high-profile people in the White House and even lower-profile people denied it. But I think it would be his benefit just waiting the wings, because if the whole thing implodes in a way that Donald Trump gets ousted or leaves office before his term, Pence benefits anyway, and he just comes in, and then be careful what you wish for, I keep telling my friends, because then they will anoint him the savior, and he is a pure ideologue. So I'm not really sure why the right wing wants to defend Trump so much, because Trump really is, to borrow the Russian term, a useful idiot. They're using him to get what they want, to put forward the whole Kavanaugh nomination, to totally restructure or reload the judiciary for generations to come. I mean, that they have been successful at. They wanted it, they got it, and they voted for it. And, you know, again, my bitterness is towards the Bernie or Buster people, because those folks who sat it out or threw their votes away are the ones who are now reaping that painful reward, and we're all, it's been bestowed upon all of us now. We're all carrying that burden, and we're carrying it, and unfortunately the next generation or two are going to be carrying it as well. That's how bad it is. So as chaotic as he is, as ridiculous as he is, as quickly as you want him out, the damage has already been done in a way that isn't going to be so easily repaired. I mean, we just know that. And that is not on the right wing, because they did what they wanted to do, and they held their nose and voted for someone, and that was to advance their agenda. So I can't really criticize them, but I can criticize those people who were so cavalier with their vote and act as if there's no difference between Hillary and Trump, and not thinking down the road just a couple of months to where we're at now. And that is really a problem, and I'm not so sure the Democrats have learned the lesson. I'm not so sure. I hope we have, but we have a long way to go, and I don't want to just keep talking about the polls and the blue wave, because we were undone in 2016, and if the Republicans contain the majority, he will go off the rails in a way that we will get closer and closer to our autocracy. So we've got to make it happen, and we've got to put this government in check, and the Democrats have taken over. And some Republicans who have high-minded ideals are calling for that as well. But Pence is waiting in the wings, so I don't think it will be Pence, but you know, we'll see. It could be Pence among other people. Everybody's doing it. Lenny says Kellyanne Conway is a good suspect. Some people are thinking that she wants another life after the Trump White House. Yeah, I think that's a possibility. She denied it, of course, as they all do. And by the way, there's no law that says you can't lie to the press. People do it all the time. Perhaps, I know her husband is anti-Trump. They're trying to do the Matlin Corville routine, Rita. But who knows? It's possible, I guess, because her credibility is all but shredded. I don't know if she's saying that I stayed to help things out, because, of course, she was kind of in a panic and looked like a deer in the headlights when he did win. But she stayed on, and she remains a vehement supporter of his and goes on television and spins those alternative facts, if you know what I'm saying. So I don't know. Who knows? It may be somebody we never heard of. But, of course, the New York Times, I don't think, would print it if it wasn't somebody with some credibility and some stature in the White House. It doesn't mean we necessarily heard of them, but they must have a high-level job. Denying it doesn't mean anything. As we said, Mark Felt, who was the head of the FBI for a while, or one of the top people in the FBI, was deep throat and denied it too vehemently back in 1974. It didn't come out until 34 years later that he was the one. So I think it will take less time now with all the technology and they're analyzing things, etc. Rand Paul, by the way, a libertarian, isn't he, huh? He's talking about let's have lie detector tests for everybody in the White House. So the paranoia must be at a fever pitch. It was already pretty bad, and I think it has just ratcheted up several 100 notches. So I'm not sure if it was a good idea or a bad idea for this particular article to drop, and the timing of which may be suspicious. Some people say it's related to the Woodward book. I don't know if that's true. I just don't know. You know, it's just interesting. What's your take? Again, Twitter feed AB Wright's phone line 347-857-4505. But, you know, in a lot of ways, when it comes to understanding the Constitution, understanding the way America works, Donald Trump should go back to school, don't you think? Can you just picture little Donnie Trump smoking in the boys' room? Here's Brownsville Station, a forgotten 45 for Kenny.
I'm here. How you doing out there? You ever seen to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time. But I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it. Smoking in the boardroom. Now, did you, don't you feel me? Up with your rules. For everybody knows that smoking in
seen some of your students. Very scary. You must be a good teacher.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your book. See, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You gotta hit something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold.
don't know what's the matter with you people today. It's like your brains are absent.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we teased him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. John Sebastian on the Welcome Back Cutter theme on the Amy Beth Arcui Show, rooting around the archives. Trudy did for Dondi with a wink and a nod on Twitter. Also, Teacher, I Need You, Elton John, that great album. Boy, I wore that one out in the 70s. Don't shoot me, I'm only the piano player. Teacher, Teacher, Rock Pile for Stan, rocking back to the 50s. Chuck Berry's School Days for Melanie, and Smoking in the Boys' Room from Brownsville Station. For Kenny and little Donnie Trump, can you just see it? No, they have the cartoon president. They should have, like, cartoon junior with all of them being, like, kids. That would be funny. He may be off the rails, but creativity is always in session, especially in the fall. And the Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories keep coming in. And occasionally I give you a primer on the air. I'll always give you the primer off the air. But here's how it works. Get yourself an old-fashioned notebook. And this doesn't work for everybody, but if you're in the right headspace, I think it can help jolt your creativity and get you into a more disciplined and happier place for your own new creative work or works. So get a notebook. Write down every day, I want you to do this, three things that for which you are grateful, three things that inspire you, and three things that bring you sheer joy. Just write those down every day. They can be, every day can be a different thing. Sometimes you'll find yourself repeating whatever comes to your mind. They can be small things, big things. Just see how it makes you feel. And you do that for a week or so, and then when you feel ready, I want you to start doing that every day still, and then weave in an act of kindness that you bestowed upon someone or someone bestowed upon you, and write that down and get that rhythm going for another couple of weeks. And then when you feel ready, you're going to write down three goals that you want to achieve, whatever it may be. I want to write a book. I want to clean my closets. I want to start a garden. I want to change a job. I want to start a relationship. I want to start a diet. Whatever they may be, write those down. And then you're going to come up with an action plan, 5 to 7 steps for each of those things, each of those goals that you think it will take to achieve them. And then when you're ready, start on one or more. Some people just have to devote to one activity. Other people find they can do, depending on what those activities are, two things at the same time. So whatever it may be, and that's what you do. But you're still doing the journaling as you go. Each day, even as you're pursuing the goals, you're still writing about the things that bring you joy, the things that inspire, and the things for which you are grateful. Keep doing that, because doing that kind of changes your, organically, it changes the way you think about things. It changes the way you walk in the world, your approach to your life. You just have a lighter step for most people. If you devote yourself to it and you're in the right headspace, it can really transform your way of thinking, and your way of thinking will change your action. That's why we say inspiration to action. Clearly, you have to put some elbow grease into whatever it is you're going to do, but you have to be in the right mind space and the right headspace for it. So work on that. If it works for you, I'd love to give you that shout out, like Cheryl in Georgetown, Connecticut, who says, I changed my life because of the challenge. It was on and off and tough going for a while. I tried to do it a couple of years ago and then kind of fell off the wagon, but got into a good place a little over a year ago, and I have done so in a way that has really changed my life. I'm now working in the arts behind the scenes in production and PR. I never thought I'd do it. Made a big change in my life, and I'm happier and more productive than I ever thought I could be, and I'm not a youngster. Well, there you go, Cheryl. Hey, you know what? You are a youngster, because creativity is the ultimate fountain of youth. So don't worry about your number. Just pursue your dreams and do it. And it can happen for you. It really can. So I'm so happy it's working for you. Please keep us posted. And if it's working for you, I'd love to give you that shout-out, because you deserve it. You know, I know you put hard work in whatever changes you're making. We're helping you grease the wheels here, but you're doing the effort, and you deserve it. But also, you're helping everybody else. We're like a little community here of people that are encouraging each other. So every time you do something, and I say to somebody, Cheryl did it, John did it, Fritzy did it, all these people that have done it, that means you can do it too. I did it, you can do it. And that's what we're saying to each other. So if it's working for you, I want you to get the credit you deserve, but you're also knowing that when we're giving you that credit, you're helping spur other folks on. And on the other hand, if you need a little cajoling, let me talk to you personally. I'll walk you through the primer, give you some other tips and tricks, and we'll see if we can get you on the right path that's more creative and joyful. Do so via the website. It's amybetarkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Give me a couple of weeks to connect, and we'll put you on a path that I think will be more joyous and productive and just make you happier. And that's what we're here for, right? Good deal. Hey, while you're at the website, you can peruse my stories, Elijah Gordon Mysteries, some other goodies up for grabs. Also chime in with your guest suggestions, big story of forgotten 45 requests, all there, one-stop shopping at the website, amybetarkawy.com. Creativity knows no age, and it lingers, and lingers long after you're gone in many cases. Like we lost the great late Warren Zevon, I can't believe this, 15 years ago, 2003. What a character he was in real life. And remember all those shows? He came on the Letterman show after he was so gravely ill, and Letterman just loved him so much. It was really classic performances and discussions. But he left behind some great music, too, and a great spirit. Here's one of his classics. Send lawyers, guns, and money. We need you, Zevon, that's for sure. Remembering one of the greats on the Amy Beth Arkley show.
Come over here, kid. Light something.
Always picking on me.
That's him on his knee. I know that.
everybody always picking on me.
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always pooping in the hall? Who's always throwing spinballs? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Walks in the classroom, cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown.
Everybody always picking on me. Everybody always picking on me.
Yeah, how about it, Teach?
He's no. Testing you, yeah.
Bobby is a boy of nine. He can really hit that line. He's a star because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. He's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Yes, Cheerios, the cereal that's shaped like a little letter O. No other cereal is like Cheerios, the only ready-to-eat cereal with this wonderful toasted oat flavor. A breakfast of Cheerios with milk, fruit, and buttered toast is all you need to give you go power. That's because Cheerios is made from energy-packed oats, made to give you the vitamins and minerals you need for healthy nerves, good red blood, strong teeth and bones. So give the whole family go power from Cheerios, the oat cereal that needs no cooking. Then you'll hear people say,
he's feeling his Cheerios.
Everything's Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you? We wanna dance and we wanna sing. Have some fun and go adventuring. All our friends are here, but it ain't complete. We ain't the Archies without the Jughead beat. Whoa, Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here. And here comes Jughead and Hot Dog too. So everything's Archie. Come on, let's go with the Archie Show.
Riverdale Gang, Archie, Reggie, Veronica, Betty, and Jughead, too, all here on the Emmy Beth Arkowitz Show, Facts of Life theme, too, some vintage great stuff to watch when you were a kid growing up, right? Whatever the age. Hey, Trudy found a classic Cheerios ad from the 50s. That's rooting around the archives, girl, I'll tell you. The Coasters, Charlie Brown, who calls the English teacher Daddy-O for Johnny Fever's Hangover, on Twitter. Thanks for chiming in. And Lawyers, Guns, and Money, the great late Warren Zevon, who we lost back in the state in 2003. Hard to believe he's been gone 15 years, but that sensibility, that great sound, his spirit lives on and on. Unfortunately, we lost another iconic figure, especially of the 70s and 80s. Burt Reynolds passed away yesterday at the age of 82. Boy, this guy was the real deal, real movie star with a great sense of humor. He had a very unique career. Lots of blockbuster movies, the Smokey and the Bandit movies, right? I mean, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Dolly Parton. The love of his life was probably Sally Field, at least that's what he said in his memoir. They didn't marry, but they did live together for a long time. He was married to Lonnie Anderson. They divorced. They had some, adopted a couple of kids together and divorced after several years of marriage. But he always longed for Sally Field, I guess. And she says in her reaction to his passing that her time with him will always be big part of her life, and she'll always remember him fondly. What a character he was, though. I mean, he had a really intriguing career. A movie star, great looks, big career, also posed naked in Cosmopolitan and Playgirl magazines. He was a real sex symbol of the 70s and 80s. One of his regrets, he said, was he didn't take his acting too seriously, and he wished he had. He got an Oscar nomination in 1997 for his role in Boogie Nights. Critically acclaimed, he was there. TV, also an Emmy Award for his role in the great show Evening Shade. A man with a big career, and I think there are a couple of movies coming out. The one called The Last Movie Star, which I think was released this year already in limited release, probably get it on DVD already, and somebody told me there are going to be a couple more movies released coming up this season. Christmas, I think there was a... I'm not sure if the Quentin Tarantino movie has already been made or he was going to star in that or be part of that. So a couple of other things coming that he was a part of, but unfortunately he is no longer with us in the flesh. But his work, again, living on. And his big breakout, I guess, came in the early 70s with that classic thriller Deliverance, Remembering Burt Reynolds on the Amy Bethard Commission.
I want to get some drivers to drive this car and that car down to Aintree. Drivers, you understand?
You might get a driver, brothers.
A who?
A driver, brothers.
Where do they live?
They live back home that way.
Come on, I'm with you. believe you could, too. I believe you could.
That's good.
It's very good.
God damn, you play a mean banjo.
Hey, you want to play another one?
Give him a couple of bucks.
In the small town of Evening Shade, Arkansas, high school coach Wood Newton has his hands full.
I have not won a game in 2.5 years.
His luck could be changing. Meet his new assistant.
I guess you know a little bit about football, huh?
No.
But today's his birthday, and his wife Ava has a special surprise.
I'm pregnant.
Coach seems a little down.
He got those over the hill, my wife's off the pill, and my vasectomy didn't take blues.
Burke Reynolds has an all-star cast in Evening Shade, Mondays on CBS.
Dominoes, football games, and Cheerios. And sneaking around with you.
Sneaking around with you. Going around back to doing what lovers do.
Whenever they're sneaking around.
I like lots of cash on hand and dirty jokes about the Fuller Brush Man.
I like stuff I understand, like sneaking around with you.
Stuff? You know, I like a thrill that has no string.
Friendship that don't ever change.
And from the joy of things and sneaking around with you.
Sneaking around with you. Going around back to doing what lovers do.
Whatever they're sneaking around.
Oh, I like driving picture shows. Kissing long and loving slow.
Secret places lovers go whenever they're sneaking around.
Ooh, I like the crazy things we try.
And the sexy things we fantasize.
Just to make it out in the broad daylight.
And sneaking around
with you. Sneaking around with you. Keeping the old brand new. Getting the best of you. Whenever we're sneaking around. Sneaking around that door.
I'm gonna lay down the law.
Watching the ride.
Sneaking around with you, Dolly Parton, rounding out Burt Reynolds' Rough Edges from the Best Law Courthouse in Texas. And, of course, the promo for that good classic show, Evening Shade, and a cut from Deliverance, the dueling banjos scene. The serious film that kind of launched his career back in the 70s. What an eclectic, big blockbuster career he had, with some peaks and valleys in later years. But he came back strong, and I think the last movie star, at least the trailer for that, I haven't seen it yet, is kind of about a guy who came out of the shadows and reclaimed his career later in life. So interesting stuff. He did say in his autobiography that no one can say I didn't have the best time. Indeed. You had it, Bert. Thanks for letting us take along for that ride. This is the MVF Dark Week Show. Thank you for taking along a couple of folks around the media horn, social media horn here on the great parlor game. Who the heck wrote that New York Times op-ed? Sam says it's all a fake news deal. The New York Times did it themselves. That, I can tell you, isn't the case. They're too credible a source. They would not do that. They definitely would not do that. Whether or not they should have published something as an anonymous author, that's questionable, but they would not just publish it and make it up themselves. They were not talking National Enquirer here. We're talking about an organization with standards, big-time standards. So that, I know, is not true. Kyle says Dan Coats, you know, he doesn't like him. He denied it, too, but, of course, as we said, denials don't necessarily mean anything. My favorite, Leanne and Darby, both chiming in with, Melania wrote it. It's obvious, so says Darby. Yeah, well, I was saying that, too. It's Melania in the East Wing with Michelle Obama's words. We'll see. Maybe by next time we'll know who did it. Maybe they will come out of the shadows. We just don't know. Hey, thank you for taking along in real time. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcast. Follow the Ambivert Darkly Show at the BTR site, on Mixcloud, and Stitcher. You can also download episodes at iTunes and NetNow. Tune in, Push Play, and Select Editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to our website, AmyBethArkowee.com. Connect with us on social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter, Radio Trudy. Follow me for the 24/7 conversation at AB Writes. And thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for keeping us going, and all those great little extras that we love so much. So, hey, whatever you do, wherever you go, please drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. Come back and see us, won't you, on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show as we hang out in the schoolyard. I'll leave you with Cat Stevens. Take care. I love you all.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had all kinds of things and we laughed and needed love. Yes, I do. Oh, and I remember you. Remember the days.
Show you this.
What do you think?
Well, you're being honored. You'll be presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award. So what?
You told him I was his 24/7 driving slave for the entire weekend.
Look who the previous winners are. Robert De Niro, Jack Nicholson, and Clint Eastwood.
Oh, what?
Hi.
Mr. Edwards.
Yeah. You should see this rat hole. You're there already. Just enjoy it. What the hell is this?
This is the festival. Welcome to Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Edwards, I can't tell you how excited we are to have you here.
How are you?
Thank you for coming to the film festival. Let's get you over to the red carpet.
Why the hell are you even here?
Because Clint and Jack and Bobby De Niro won.
You are the only one stupid enough to show up.
There are things I've done.
Where's Vic?
He left.
Vic!
Washed.
Yo, bang.
Bang.
Oh, my God.
I'm tired of feeling like a has-been.
The number one box office star for 5 years in a row.
Six.
Six, I'm sorry. Better
choices. Take the next exit. Now take some
different roads. Where are you guys?
He's on some weird memory tour or something.
My God, here you are. I can't believe it.
Is it true that you doubled Burt Lancaster?
I did double somebody on that picture. I had to fall off a horse in a dress. An audience will forgive a shitty act two if you can wow them in act three.
The Hollywood Critics Association awarded you Best Newcomer of the Year.
That's the only time I ever agreed with a critic.